I suppose the whole world could not contain all the books that could be written concerning the things that Jesus said and did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. At the end of John's Gospel, we are told that the whole world could not contain all that he might write. You see, the beloved disciple was appointed to be the scribe. He was appointed to be the witness. He was appointed to be the disciple. As we were preparing for Mass in the early morning hours, one of the sisters said to me, "He was the least educated of all." And I suppose that was true. The youngest son of a fisherman, known as a son of thunder, which is to say, perhaps he spoke boldly and recklessly, which caught Jesus' fancy, and he named him as such. Perhaps he was unlettered, lacking restraint and prudence, as a young man should. But by the end of that gospel, we are given an anecdote. Jesus' interview with the, perhaps, oldest among the disciples, who wore the mantle of leadership, I suppose, on account of that advanced age. And the Lord said to Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Well, you know, after a fashion, I mean, we can be friends. Do you love me?" "Well, I think that, you know, we can be best friends. Do you love me?" "I've given you my answer. Didn't you hear it?" "Peter, when you were young, you pulled up your own pants and walked wherever you wanted. But I tell you, the time will come when someone else will have to change your diapers, and you will be taken to that place where you do not want to go." "What about him?" pointing to John. And Jesus said, "What's that to you?" The difference, it seems, between these two disciples, perhaps the oldest, perhaps the youngest, is love. You know, as I and many others have said at the pulpit, the word Jesus used was agape. The love with which you love your wife. The love with which you love your children, the love which would lead you to gladly discard your own life that you might preserve theirs. It is that self-denying love that leads one to become a ransom for the rest, to lay down one's life, as Damon did for Pythias, as Pythias did for Damon, a story that was well known in Jesus' time. And Peter hedges his bets. He is like the girl who, upon receiving a proposal of marriage three times, says, "Well, you know, I hope we can be friends." And as that anecdote suggests, such an answer is the most painful of all to receive. Yes, perhaps he was the least lettered among them all. But that was not the case by the end of his life. He studied diligently. He read in all areas of knowledge. He was accomplished. And in the last years, when he could no longer do for himself, he was taken on a litter, perhaps behind a horse, to all those places he did want to go, was to be among those who loved Jesus. You see, they carried John from Christian settlement to Christian settlement that they might touch the head that lay on the Master's breast. There's so much more we could say, and we will say more on Sunday. You see, John was the one that got it. He understood. He understood why the advent of God. And he understood exactly how it should be. He left us with our most memorable phrases. And the Word dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all who believe on him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, I could go on and on, but I said that I would not. So let us continue next Sunday. In the meantime, may God's peace go with you. And may you be guided by St. John, the beloved disciple, who is the norm for the confession of faith for the entire Orthodox Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.